Kid Z, Fresh Kid C,
yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh, yeah, we back. Oh,
back on the Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on your afternoon drive. Thank you so much for keeping us on the air. John Gallo on the ones and twos, doing a great job as always. Ryan Matthews now joins us, one of our favorite people, doing some great stuff with the Big Brothers and Big Sisters with Nutmeg. Ryan, let's just start off with some simple sports stuff, though, man. Did you watch the college football playoff?
If you think I can stay up until midnight to watch a football game, you are sadly mistaken. I watched the first quarter, and then went to bed, and then saw the celebration afterwards, and was shocked by the proximity of people together celebrating the national championship. So, what about you? Did you watch it?
Oh, it's kind of the same way.
It's difficult to watch the second half.
Once you see him down by three touchdowns and there's only so much time on the clock and you look at your clock and it's 11:30 already, start thinking about the NFL next weekend. Who's your team for the NFL, Ryan?
That's a good question. And also, unlike you guys, I know I can go to bed and not be asked about the game the next day.
No, that's true.
Which is helpful. But I am if you guys remember, I was on – Lord, probably close to 2 years ago now, and we did a whole thing in the beginning of the interview about the New Orleans Saints after they lost the NFC title game to the Rams. So I'm a Saints fan, yeah.
So you are rooting against Tom Brady this weekend?
Very heartily, yes. It's going to be a great game, though. I'm happy I'm not a betting man because I honestly don't know where the money would go, at least my money. I know the Saints are at home, but without a crowd, Brady and the Bucs have been rolling the last couple of weeks. The defense looks a little bit better. Antonio Brown is not yelling at people on the sidelines like he used to. So it's going to be a tough
matchup. You bring that name up. And now that I know that you're rooting against the Buccaneers, maybe I can change your mind about one said Antonio Brown. As I was looking things up as you were about to come on, I was like, who are the famous athletes that have been big brothers or big sisters? And boy, I jumped out at me getting an award as the 2016 Bigs champion Antonio Brown, as of the Pittsburgh Steelers Antonio Brown. So it's just funny how you would, be knocking a guy who is such a supporter of Big Brothers Big Sisters, Mr. Matthews.
It's so funny. I've never done gotcha journalism with me before, so I'm reeling from these accusations. But no, Antonio's great in the community, not so great in the locker room. It is what it is. But actually, speaking of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Ben, I do have a couple of questions for you guys, both about Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Of course, we're going to get there. But also, I want to get your opinion on a couple of things because it is resolution time. It is National Mentoring Month, two things we're going to talk about. But there's a couple of things in your wheelhouse I wanted to run by you first. So we're going to call this segment New Year, New Me.
Okay.
All right? I come prepared for these interviews. You look up Antonio Brown stats to catch me, and I provide content. This is a very symbiotic relationship. So first of all, it's New Year, New Me. The resolution that you would make on behalf of the New York Jets,
if
you could make a resolution for the Jets, what would it be? Turning over the page to a new year.
Always play to win.
Such a low bar.
I said the Jets, not the Eagles, Ben. Eagles do not play to win. The Jets occasionally do.
Let's do it all the time this year. Dibs, what you got?
Try not to be the worst team in New York. Because there's a good running with the Knicks. The Knicks are pretty bad.
Okay, we're not just talking about the Giants.
We're talking about all the sports teams. So all the sports teams. Maybe even colleges.
It'd be better than Chase University's women's basketball.
That's what I'm talking about.
Chase has really been picking things up.
I would say resolution for the Jets, go and hire Brian Daboll, Joe Brady, or Eric Bieniemy. That's my resolution for the Jets. Go get an offensively minded coach and figure out quarterback. Next up, New York Mets. What's a good resolution this year for the New York Mets? They got a new owner. They recently got Lindor. What's a resolution the Mets for 2021?
No one on the 50-day IL.
It's a good resolution.
Try not to spend over $300 million the first year.
But if that $300 million gets you hard hitting New Britain's own George Springer, I think you might wonder about that.
Well, but and remember, you got to extend Lindor. So that's just those two are gonna. That's $300 million on those two.
Listen, Steve Cohen's got some deep pockets and he loves those black uniforms. Let's bring the black uniforms back and let's get George Springer playing center or right field. Last but not least, just acquired James Harden yesterday. Brooklyn Nets. What's the resolution for the Brooklyn Nets this year?
Everybody has to get new earbuds or headphones so that they don't fight over music in the locker room.
Is earbuds like the 1990s movies with the golden retriever who plays basketball?
No, it's no. Like my daughter, my 9-year-old. They go in your ear.
AirPods.
AirPods. AirPods.
That's AirPods.
Thank you.
Sorry, we're old.
I am very old. Oh my God, you're right.
I was on your wavelength, Dibs.
Thank you. AirPods. Thank you.
Mine would be only one tweet per day per player. You can only put out one tweet or Instagram, not both, either one Instagram or one tweet one day per player, and not multiple accounts either. One player, one tweet per day.
I love it. I love it. I would just think invest in a good sports psychologist. I would think that would be step one to success for the Nets, or maybe just like a good beard groomer for James Harden in the locker room. Keep that thing looking fresh. Last but not least, you guys, if you had a resolution for one of your audience members who are looking to give back to their community, what might be a good resolution this month?
Help the Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Mentor,
Rob, let's
child.
Walk across that bridge from sports to mentoring. I love
there you
it.
Go.
I love it. Absolutely. So, of course, like I love talking sports with you guys. One of my favorite things to do in my life, and I'm not watching UConn Huskies play. Shout out Coach Hurley. You know, get well, James Booknight. Or watching the New Orleans Saints is talking about mentoring. So, I wanted to come on today, and I appreciate you guys having me. You guys are always so great and so generous with airtime because it is National Mentoring Month, and I know that a lot of folks out there, whether it's because you're looking at the news or because you've always kind of had an itch to give back and do something beyond yourself, I encourage you to think about Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters and becoming a big brother or a big sister this year. And whenever I talk to mentors or folks that are thinking of mentoring, they're always wondering, like, do I have what it takes to become a mentor? And the answer is yes, right? Because all you need to become a mentor is the desire to change the life of a young child with a lot of potential and also change your community in the process. And the other thing that holds people back is thinking that I need all this stuff. Like, I need to be Superman. I need to be Wonder Woman. I need all this time, energy. I need this money. And the answer is you don't need any of that. All that we ask of our big brothers and our big sisters is to commit for at least a year to seeing their little twice a month for at least 3 hours at a clip. So that's 1, 2, 3. It's a year commitment, twice a month for at least 3 hours at a time, which is not that much. We all have a few extra hours, hour and a half there, hour and a half next week, whatever the case might be. We all have that flexibility in our lives. And the best part is, speaking of flexibility, is we have fully virtual options. So at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters, you guys know traditionally it's one-on-one mentoring where bigs and littles go out in the community and do really fun stuff together. They go to yard goats games. They go for hikes. Go check out Mystic Aquarium. Go see UConn football when games are actually in session. But we all know none of that stuff is happening. So we have built, more or less on the fly this year, a fully virtual program model where we are providing structured weekly activities to bigs and littles. So even if you are continuing to maintain social distance, mentoring is still an option to you to volunteer from the safety of your own home and start a relationship with a young kid in need who then you can, kind of meet in person once things continue to get back to normal in the world. So it is National Mentoring Month. We are Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. So easy to get involved. It'd be arguably easier than ever before. We're at nbbbs.org or did this morning, Ben, just for you. I know how much you love my text codes. You can just text the keyword become a big. So all one word, all capitalized, become a big to 474747. And you can get linked up directly to, make an inquiry on the website and get the process started. So it's nbbs.org and become a big 474747 and join us today to become a mentor and change your life with a child in need.
I was going to ask you, Ryan, and we're talking to Ryan Matthews. He's the director of programs for Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Connecticut. Do you try to match up the bigs with the littles, say, okay, this one's more athletic, and or this one's more into music, or this person just loves books and is more kind of nerdy and analytical and wants to read and maybe even be tutored? I mean, do you try to do that with the matchups?
So we are very both, there's some artistry to it and there's some science to it. But I think that a good analogy, frankly, is how a free agent looks at various teams that, you know, might want to employ them. I think there needs to be, you know, for instance, if a team in football, right, is more run heavy, they're going to look at different free agents than if they run the air raid, right? And so for us, we want to make those assessments on the front end. So whether you're a big brother or a big sister, or you're enrolling a kid in your life, because certainly, you know, we always come out saying we need mentors, but certainly if there's kids out there, if you have a child in your life and you think could benefit from a big, please let us know through those same means that I already described, nbbs.org, or feel free to text us to become a big at 474747. But in that enrollment process, it's very intentional. So we would want to get to know the personality, the background, the history, the expectations, the preferences, pretty much all the nuts and bolts that make you, you, whether you are, you know, a 10-year-old who loves baseball and likes science, or whether you're, you know, a 40, 50, 60-year-old who likes to golf on the weekends and enjoys, you know, barbecuing, you know, or whatever it is. We want to get to know you, the person, because we understand at Big Brothers Big Sisters that the change that happens in the lives of the kids that we serve, and the change is significant, right? We have a 30% reduction in missed school days, a 25% increase in college aspirations, a 40% increase in positive self-image, and over 95% of the kids that we serve identify their big as being a very important adult in their life. So that impact happens because of the relationship. So just like any other relationship in your life, what do you think about your friends, or, you know, like in my analogy off the top, but just thinking about a free agent signed by your favorite, you know, sports team, that decision is not made frivolously. It's made with intention, it's made with love, and it's made with a lot of time invested to be sure that the relationship is going to work. And the best part of Big Brothers Big Sisters is we do all that stuff up front to set up our bigs and littles to have success, but then we stay with them along the way. We provide 24/7 access to ongoing case management services that not only help to keep a big and little on track, but also make a big feel like they're supported in their journey as a mentor just as much as we're supporting our kids. And, you know, to be honest, that pays dividends not only for the kids by the impact I already mentioned, but the volunteers report that they have a ton of fun doing it. They feel more productive at work. They're achieving personal growth. They have higher self-esteem because they feel like they're contributing to their community. So it's like we always talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters, like the kids, the kids, the kids, and rightfully so, because that's why we're here. But it's always so great to know that the volunteers and the big brothers and the big sisters feel like they are getting just as much out of the experience as they are giving to their littles. So again, it's the Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. It is National Mentoring Month, and it's a really great time to get involved. Everyone can find out more information. Of course, we're on all social channels. You know, when you're not getting distracted by Sea Shanty TikTok, you can go to nbbbs.org or just text the keyword become a big to 474747. And we are matching up bigs and littles in person if you're comfortable, or fully virtual via Zoom or Google or FaceTime or any platform that works for you. So yeah, as always, the impact is across the board, and you know, we could always use some additional big brothers and big sisters signing up to join us in our mission to, you know, help kids reach their highest potential.
And golf season's right around the corner. I know a lot of kids and adults want to get out and might not have a partner to play with, and baseball season's right around the corner. Just having a catch is so impactful in some of these kids' lives. I can't wait, Ryan, till we're actually going to sporting events, and that opens up in the summer, hopefully sooner rather than later. Have you seen what your friends at the Husky Ticket Project have done in the last 72 hours with the hot sauce challenge revolving around UConn men's basketball?
Absolutely. So first, a big shout out to Husky Ticket Project. And Ben, I think you're totally right. And I do want to hit on kind of the larger tone that you just hit too. But yeah, shout out to Husky Ticket Project. I did the hot sauce challenge. Fully recommend everyone, you know, get on board with that. And I was so excited to participate because they send our bigs and littles to UConn games every single year. So whether it's UConn football in the fall or men's and women's basketball in the winter, Husky Ticket Project has been an incredible supporter of
not make Big Brothers Big Sisters. And that's just one of the benefits of becoming a big, right? You get access. You know, if you like going to UConn games, but you're like, man, I'm not sure if I can afford the, you know, $60 ticket prices. Like, we offer free tickets to bigs and littles on a consistent basis because we are aiming that experience at expanding the horizons of the kids that we serve, so they can see, you know, beyond their neighborhood, beyond their, you know, community, and see the rest of the world through their big's eyes, just as much as the big is seeing the world through their little's eyes. And those kind of experiences, like UConn games, Mount Southington, huge shout out to Mount Southington. They're providing free lift tickets all winter long to our bigs and littles. So it's like, hey, if you have no one to go, you know, skiing or snowboarding with, you know, tighten up the boots and let's, you know, bring your little and introduce them to a brand new sport and something that you really love to do. And a lot of our bigs and littles also have the summer and the fall where we're taking advantage of, you know, the state's hiking trails, state parks, you know, lakes and boating and kayaking and all the rest. And so it really is a great opportunity. Beyond anything else, of course it makes an impact. Of course you're going to feel better if you're a big because you're contributing to the world around you and taking an active, positive role in your community. But kind of the secret sauce in this, the hot sauce, secret sauce, is that you also have a ton of fun, right? Whether you're, you know, playing nine holes and introducing a kid to golf or just like shooting hoops on a Saturday or, you know, visiting the library or anything else you're going to do, you get to experience and see the world through a child's eyes while also making a profound impact. And like, honestly, what's better than that? Like, we're all looking for ways to give back. We're all looking for ways to, in some way, positive influence our community and our country and our world. Why not focus on helping an individual child who lives close to you, who has a similar personality, who has a, like, similar preferences, similar interests? Why not help them reach their highest potential? It just takes a couple of times, or a few times, a few times a month, for a couple hours, for at least a year. I promise it's easier to do than say. And we're at nbbbs.org. You can text the keyword "become a big" to 474747. And it is National Mentoring Month, so join us at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters today. We have hundreds of kids on our wait list who are absolutely waiting for you to join up. So it's nbbbs.org. Google social channels or just text the keyword "become a big" all caps to 474747 and get involved today.
Ryan, before you leave, we have to tell our listeners, do not drink hot sauce. That's just a little disclaimer we have to say for legalities. But since you did it, what kind of hot sauce did you do? What was your hot sauce?
So I chose to do a Frank's Red Hot, which was I would say a more subdued choice than I'm seeing on UConn Twitter. So UConn Twitter they're an interesting part where they're all trying to one up each other. I may or may not have posted on my personal Twitter a Danny Hurley inspired sea shanty tune. So I think we're all just out there, you know, trying to help the kids, help organizations like Nutmeg, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, support the Boys at Husky Ticket Project. But yes, participate, but I cannot encourage you to actually drink the hot sauce. But if you're inspired to do it, I encourage you because it all goes for a really great cause.
Always amazing to have you on, Ryan. Thank you so much, bud.
Thank you, boys. You guys are so, so generous with your time and your energy and your platform. I really appreciate it. And happy National Mentoring Month. Hopefully we encourage some folks to join us and not maybe Brothers Big Sisters.